It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had some technical problems at the beginning of the varsity game. We now join the broadcast early in the first quarter.
Our score is 6-6. We are just getting on. WPGW is not doing this game. And the Indians just turned it over back to the Redskins. So Seifring brings it up. Vaughn spins, dribbles left, throws it up, and she'll get fouled. Nora Vaughn goes to the line for the Redskins, and she'll shoot two shots. Her first one's up and short. Short. No good. First quarter sponsor always, Vaughn Mechanical. Hall Brothers free throw line, as always.
Second shot's up. No good.
Rebound by Patch.
Rebound by Olivia Patch.
Carly will bring up for the Indians.
I think this is a much improved St. Henry team from last year.
Yep. So Carly will get the ball up top. Key gives up to Val. Val will find Grace Tin cutting the line. Grace will bring up back up top. Get back to, in the Patch. Patch will look, give it back to
pass
Val.
Back. Bad pass.
Yep. Bad patch by Patch. Goes out bounce. It'll go back to the Redskins.
Yep.
Vaughn inbound to Seifring. She'll walk it up for the Lady Redskins. Guarded by Carly Stone. And we got a run and jump. It's tipped away, and Ty Wendell comes up with it, falls to the ground.
That should be a foul.
They're going to call a jump ball. Possession will stay with the Redskins.
I mean, Kai just got killed.
Yeah, she sure did.
Either travel or a foul. I mean, she got
horrible call.
And it will actually go to the Redskins. A little confusion.
So Vaughn's going to trigger it into one of the Vaughns.
And then pass it to one of the Vaughns.
And then pass it to one of the Vaughns, and then one of the Vaughns is going to shoot. So had a little bit of trouble with the possession arrow, I think, and they flipped it back and forth a half a dozen times, and we have no idea if they're right or not, but
it'll be St. Henry ball.
It'll be St. Henry ball nonetheless.
Marley Vaughn inbounds to Nora Vaughn. She'll take it herself, throw it over to Seifring on the top. She'll dribble, skip it over to Keller, and puts up a nice, easy basket again.
Val Mullen Campbell in trigger for the Indians. Give it up to Carly Stone. Carly will get a screen by Val, give it, lose it. And Redskins recover it.
Seifring throws it out to Addie Vaughn. She'll take it herself down the left lane. No good. Rebounded by Patch.
Patch will find Kyle Wendell. Kyle will bring up for the Indians. 6-8 our score. Redskins on top. Val Mullen, Grace Tim throws a
ridiculous pass.
Yeah, that was not. I don't know what she was trying to do with that.
Seifring brings it up. Guarded by Stone. Throws it over to Nora Vaughn. Over to Addie Vaughn. She has it on the right wing, drives baseline, tries to throw it around to her teammate, but it's kicked out of bounds, and it'll stay with St. Henry.
Indians are just playing careless with the ball here, Steve.
Yeah, they're not sharp like they were last game. You're right, kind of careless with the ball, just not having sharp passes. They need to clean things up.
Marley Vaughn inbounds to Seifring on the right wing. She'll drive middle all the way to the glass, but we'll have a foul on the floor, I believe.
Probably call that on Kiki.
So St. Henry will take it out under their own basket again. Marley Vaughn inbounds to Keller at the top of the key. Over to Nora Vaughn. She has it on the right wing, looking inside. Nothing there. Over to Marley Vaughn.
Another Vaughn. the other Vaughn. Pass it back to the Vaughn.
So Vaughn has it at the right wing, guarded by Brooke College. Picks up her dribble.
Holds the ball for about 17 seconds. Finally gets the call.
So St. Henry's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Great. Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
Proudly serve.
And we're
we back?
We're good.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Reese Rogers, Steve Stone, Chase Bruins bringing you the Fort Recovery basketball action.
Vaughn inbounds to Seifring. Over to Addy Vaughn. Back to Seifring at the top. Tries to throw it inside, but right to Olivia Patch. She'll come up with it.
Patch will give it to Val. Over to Kira. Kira will bring it up. Kira gets screened by her sister, Kaya. Over to Brooke.
Oh, Brooke
will dish it over to Val. I didn't see it. Val over to Kaya. Kaya will drive baseline and lose it. So the Indians are playing careless with the ball, and it looks like Allie Vaughn will check in for Val Mollenkamp. So
we have two freshmen, a sophomore, two sophomores, and a senior on the floor.
Seifring has it. Back to Nora Vaughn. Back to Seifring. She'll throw it across court to Nora Vaughn, guarded by Allie Vaughn. Back over to Seifring at the top. Back to Nora Vaughn on the left wing. She'll throw it inside 15 feet. Addie Vaughn takes it herself. Misses the layup, though. Rebounded by Patch.
Gazilla, Kira. Kira will bring it up. 8-6 her score. It's been here for a while.
Sure has.
Brooke will hand it off to Kaya. Kaya will drive, bring it back out, pull Val out. 50.
What is that?
So Seifring will get it.
Seifring has it. Over to Nora Vaughn on the left wing. She dribbles across the three-point line. Over to Seifring in the left corner. Gets a ball screen from Vaughn. Throws it over to Marley Vaughn.
Back over to Seifring. 20 points right now.
I agree. Marley Vaughn has it, looks around, throws it to Keller. She'll try to lob it inside. Seifring ends up with it on the backside, throws it up, no good. Rebounded Allie Vaughn.
Allie will give it up to Kira.
Fourth Vaughn. Got Allie in there too.
Kira will give it up to Kaya. Kaya into Patch. Patch will turn around, give it right back out to Kaya. Kaya will get a screen by Patch, loses it off her foot, and will stay with St. Henry's foot, and will stay with the Indians. So. And he's still not waking up.
Val Mollenkamp going back in, and Gracie's going in for Kaya, and Olivia Patch is going to sit down. So some substitutions here with a minute 50 left in the first period.
Kier will inbound it, gives it in to Val. Val will take a
great
drop
move.
Step and gets in. So 2-point basket.
Indians are playing about as cold as it is outside tonight.
Addie Vaughn dribbles down the left side of the court for the Redskins. Over to Vaughn, back to Addie Vaughn. She gets it stolen by Brooke Collig.
Good hands by Brooke Collig. You got to love that girl.
Yeah, that's what she does best.
Brooke gives up to Val. Val bringing up. Pulls up for about 15, up and good. So
makes her score 10-8. Val scored 4 straight points coming off the bench.
Addie Vaughn dribbles up for St. Henry, guarded by Val Mollenkamp. Gives it over to number 12, Stahman. Over to Marley Vaughn. Back to Addie Vaughn on the top. Over to Marley Vaughn on the left wing.
Well, that's Stahman that sends a relative of the Vaughn girls.
Really?
Yeah.
31 Deitch throws it over to
and Stahman. Walks with the ball, no call.
Back to Deitch. She takes it all the way with her left hand and gets fouled. She'll go line shooting too.
Foul will be on number 10, Grace 10. Her first. Team's third.
54 seconds left here in the first period. Indians leading 10-8. Indians got to be shooting about 6% for this first period.
Deitch puts up her first one. And good. 10-9 our score.
Deitch makes the first one. A little bit of substituting going on for the Redskins. Deitch puts up the second one, and it's good. That makes our score 10-10 here with 54 seconds left in the first period.
Grace gives in to Kira. Kira will bring it up. Kira gets a screen by Grace. Goes back left. Gives it to Val. Up to the top of the key. Grace over the Vaughn over to Kyle at the corner. Wendell. Wendell will find Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will drive middle, loses it.
Loses it off her foot. Grace and comes up with it.
Kier with a
great hustle by the Indians to come up with that.
Grace will then go back middle, get hands off of Vaughn, back to Kira, back over the 10. Tim would drive middle, dish out to Vaughn. 20 seconds left here. I'm guessing Coach Patch will want the last shot. Grace Tim will hand it back off to Kira. 10 seconds.
10
Kira
seconds.
Gives it to Vaughn. Vaughn finds Tim. Tim will throw up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Kira. Wendell up and no good. And it'll be a foul on number
14. Called it on Vaughn, Allie Vaughn. I didn't see that, but no. Whatever.
That was a jump ball, and that would have been our ball.
1.6 seconds left.
And St. Henry will just run the clock out.
First period's over. Let's see, that was a Fowler Mechanical first quarter, and our score is 10-10.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, St. Henry versus Lady Indians. And thanks for all the WPGW listeners. Carly hands it off to Kira Wendell. Kira will pull about 15 up. No good.
Short.
Rebounded by Kaya. And we fought for it. It'll be a jump ball. So it will go to the Redskins. Indians are just not.
They're not playing.
Some of their shots are just making no sense. And
well, they're just not playing as smooth as they did the last game.
Marley Vaughn inbounds to Seifring. Back to Marley Vaughn. Back to Seifring. She'll take it up. She'll drive all the way to the lane on the left side. Throws it up and gets an and one. Nobody stopped the ball there.
Yeah, that's... Coach not happy about that one.
No.
So that makes our score 12-10. And
Coach Pat's calls timeout. We'll take one with him here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Seifring go to line, shoot one, up and no good. Rebound by Stone.
Our score is 12-10 here. Indians trailing by two.
Yep. Stone gives over the 10, up the top to Key Kaya, over to Kira. Kira will drive back middle, hand off the 10. 10 hands off to Carly. Carly will dish out to Kira with 18-footer up. No good. Rebound by the Skins.
For the Indians, they're, just cold. They can't get any. Getting good looks at the basket. They can't get them to fall.
Seifring crosses half court. Gives it to Marley Vaughn on the right wing. Throws it to Nora Vaughn in the right corner. Looks around. Dribbles left. Middle. Nothing there. Backs it out to Stauman. Stauman back to Nora Vaughn. She looks inside. Dribbles around. Dribbles middle. Nothing there. Back over to Seifring. Seifring has it at the top. Guarded by Carly Stone. She over to Deitch at the top. Deitch throws it to Marley Vaughn in the corner. Over back to Deitch. Back on the top. Stauman back to Deitch. She'll try left. Nothing there. Ball on the floor. Back out to
Steinman.
Great defense, great hustle.
Oh, my. Oh, he's doing great hands.
Kira brings it up, slows it down, gives it over to Kaya. Kaya back to Kira. Kira over to Grayson, corner, right corner, shoot it. Yeah. Grayson will then drive mill, lose it, and get will be fouled by number 23, Seifring. That'll be her first, team second.
6 minutes, 13 seconds left here in the second period. The Fort Camp excavating second period. Guests here, the St. Henry Redskins leading 12-10.
Carly Stone will inbound it for the Indians. Give them to Grace 10. Grace will drive middle, dish out to Kaya. Kaya then hands off to Stone. Stone will then drive right up and good.
Oh, that was sweet.
Great move by Carly Stone.
Splits the defenders, dribble through, layup, 12-12.
Seifring skips it over to Steinman. Steinman drives baseline, kicks it back out to Marley Vaughn. Tipped away again by Carly Stone. It'll stay with Sander.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's not any two players in the MAC that's got quicker hands than Carly and Kaya.
I agree.
They are going to give teams fits the way they play defense, as long as they don't foul out.
Nora Vaughn has it on the right wing. She drives middle all the way, and she'll draw a foul. She'll go to the line.
Indians are struggling to move their feet.
They are. I don't know, man. There's no way she should have been able to get into that lane.
Because that's two. This girl and then the Seifring got right through the lane.
Yeah, three defenders right there, and she dribbles right through and gets a shot up, gets fouled. She's going to step to the line, shoot two.
First one's up and good.
Brooke Collard will check in for Grace Tim. Vaughn will throw up her second.
Ball's up. Looks good.
And it is.
2-point lead for San Henry, 14-12.
Val gets into Carly. Carly gets, no screen by Val. Gives up the Olivia Patch.
Great find by Carly Stone to Olivia Patch for an easy 2-point basket.
Seifring walks it up for St. Henry. Guarded by Carly Stone. Throws it over to Stammen on the right wing. Looks inside. Lobs it over all the defense to Keller. Puts it up no good. Rebounded by Patch. Indians got away with one there. Wide open layup.
Kaya will bring it up. 14 all our score. Kaya gives up the top key. Carly. Carly then gets screened by Brett Collard. Carly then drive. Come back middle. Goes up, no good, rebounded. Nope, it'll be a foul on Carly Stone. She's done that on both sides, and
yep,
that looked good there too. So bounces out. Redskins will get it back. 14 all are scored. Thank you for all the WPGW listeners we got. And it looks like Kier Wendell will check in for Carly, and Allie Baum will check back in for Val Mullenkamp.
Nora Vaughn at the line, shooting 1-1 for the Redskins. Puts up the front end and good.
That's not going to be good here. We got 7 fouls with 5 minutes to go in the second period here. That's going to be a lot of shooting by St. Henry.
Vaughn puts up the second, no good. Rebounded by St. Henry. Keller. Back out to Nora Vaughn. Ball's on the floor. Back to Addie Vaughn. She drives baseline, puts up a layup and good. 3-point possession there for St. Henry.
Here, one will bring up for the Indians. Here gets screened by Kaya and hands it off to Vaughn. Vaughn will then hand it off to Brooke. Back to Kira. Up the top to Vaughn. Over to right side Wendell. Kaya. Kaya will then step back for three. Up and good. 3-point basket. Kaya Wendell.
She's a little confused. Everybody went off of her. She was getting double teamed. Both of them backed off and left her set there all by herself. She's like, okay, I'll shoot.
Addie Vaughn has it in the corner. Throws it to Keller inside. Back out to Marley Vaughn. Back to Addie Vaughn in the corner. She drives middle. Throws it up. And Kaya should have had a steal there, but Nora Vaughn ends up with it. Addie Vaughn has it over to Seifring. Seifring dribbles around the 3-point line. Throws it over to Marley Vaughn. She'll dribble baseline. Wraparound pass, and she's out of bounds. It'll go the other way.
And number 33, I don't know who that is. Busher checks back in for the Skins, in for Nora Vaughn.
Got 3 minutes, 57 seconds left here in the Fort Camp excavating Second period, Indians and Redskins all knotted up at 17.
Kyle will find Brett Kyle. Nope, kicked. That was a great backdoor play by Kyle. I just couldn't get there. Kira will inbound it for the Indians. 17 all our sport. 3:50 left here in the second quarter. Kira will get in the patch. Back over to Vaughn on the left side. Vaughn will drive middle. Dish it out to Kira. Back to Kaya. Kaya will then drive. Throw up a shot and foul. So she'll go to the line shooting two.
Whew. She was driving into the land of giants there. So that's going to put Wendell on the line, and she's going to be shooting two.
First one up. And good. Makes our score 18-17. She will get her second. Throws it up there. And good.
Indians with a two-point lead, 19-17 here with about 3.5 to go in the second period.
Seifring pushes the ball up to Marley Vaughn. Back to Seifring at the top. Over to Marley Vaughn. Inside to Busher.
Oh, man.
They're going to call a foul on Olivia Patch. I did not see that at all. She just grabbed the ball. It should have been a jump ball, but...
Tell you what... I guess I have to be more calm since we're on with PGW tonight.
I didn't forget about that.
I'm about to lose it here.
Busher puts up the first and good.
Horrible call by the officials there. Absolutely horrible call. Which is going to give St. Henry the 1 point and gives them another point.
And so that'll tie it up.
That'll tie it up, 19-19.
Kira Wendell will bring it up. Kira gets screened by Vaughn. Vaughn will hand it off to Brooke.
Oh,
back
Brooke.
To Vaughn. Vaughn will then throw it out. I don't know. Kira's
she
come back door and Vaughn
yeah,
throws
was
it
looking
out.
For, she was looking for Kiki to make that cut to the basket, and she didn't. So the ball went out of bounds. Turnover, Indians. 19-19, 3 minutes to go here in the second period.
Seifring throws it to Marley Vaughn in the corner. Double teamed by Fort Recovery. Tried to throw it inside. Keller has it. Hands off to Seifring. She'll drive in the lane. Kicks it out to Addie Vaughn. Throws up a floater. No good. Rebound, Olivia Patch.
Olivia go up to Kira, up to Vaughn. Vaughn at the top of the key. Hands it off to Kyle. Kyle will... Oh, man.
I don't know.
Good idea,
a few more steps and we'll be travel.
On Kyle.
I'm confused with this lineup. Can you guys help me out a little bit or not?
I don't know. On the floor right now for the Indians, Kier Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Grace Tint, Olivia Patch, and Brooke Collins. So two freshmen, two sophomores, and a senior.
Addie Vaughn has it. Double teamed by the Indians. She'll pick up a dribble, find Stammen.
Big travel.
Marley
no
Vaughn.
Calls.
She drives baseline, and they're going to.
Oh, man.
They're just bailing them out. So St. Henry's still in the bonus. So they'll go to the line.
Shooting two. And boy, that St. Henry team, they are absolutely just the cleanest team ever since that they only have three fouls in this whole first half.
She'll miss the free front end of the second.
And Kira Wendell has the ball at the top of the key. Gives it over to the left side, 10. Tim will bring it back up top, hand off to Cog. Cog will then drive. Back to Kira. Kira will then drive middle, dish out to Cog. Cog will travel again. Like you said, Steve, I don't understand this lineup right now.
I don't understand this lineup at all. But two turnovers by a freshman. Here, we've got about 2 minutes to go here in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter.
Addie Vaughn brings it up for St. Henry. Guarded by Kier Wendell.
19-19.
Double team comes. Stolen by Grace Penn. And they'll call a foul on Stammen of St. Henry.
That was pretty weak.
We were going to have, Fort Recovery's going to have a wide open layup.
Yeah, absolutely. Fort Recovery's going to have a wide open called the cheapest foul I've ever seen in my life.
Grayston inbound it. Gives it to Kier Wyndham. Kier then come over, hand it off to Val. Val back, brings it back out, gives it over to Grayston on the right side. Grayston in drive middle, hand off Kira. Kira over the right side corner. Kaya up to top. Val.
Val's had the hot hand in the first half.
Yep, so for sure. Val gives it to top of key. Grayston. Grayston drive, dish out to Kira. One up.
Get ahead,
18
Kira.
Footer up, no good. Rebound by the Skins.
Rebounded by Keller of St. Henry. She gives it to
Minute
Seifring.
30 left here. Tied 19-19.
Seifring will try to push up to Addie Vaughn, but stolen by Kaya Wendell. She takes it all the way, puts it up, and blocked, but they'll call a foul. So Kaya Wendell will shoot two.
She's brave.
Yeah.
Brave by Kaya.
The girl about twice.
Twice her size, and she went straight at her.
Yeah.
Draws a foul, thank goodness, and she's going to be shooting two.
Score 19-0. First one up and good. Give the Indians a one-point lead.
Minute 24 left here in the Fort Camp Excavating second period. Kaya puts the second one up. Good.
Good. Gives the Indians 2 point lead.
Been an awful tight game here in the first half.
Adivon dribbles across the Indian pressure, and she throws it right out of bounds.
Now St. Henry's looking all sloppy, Steve, and it's just, I guess we're just going back and forth, sloppiest.
Both teams have played fairly loose. I mean, fairly sloppy, kind of loose with the ball and just not having good crisp passes.
Yep. Kaya, top of key, hands off to Kira. Kira give it to Val. Val will then drive middle. Back to
Val
down.
Val gets fouled once, twice, puts the ball up, no good.
Rebounded Seifring of St. Henry. She'll take it up herself, guarded by Kira Wendell.
Seifring say they're going to go for one shot, right? Oh, just airmailed it. Hit Neil. Ball just hit Neil. Neil's trying to enjoy a bag of popcorn over on the side on the corner, and he just gets drilled with the basketball.
Val Mullen can't win, mount it. 51 seconds left. 21-19 score. Thank you for all the WPGW listeners. Kira will hand it off to Grace. Go ahead, Steve.
For all the PGW listeners, we are not as good as Rob Weaver.
I'll go out
on a limb and say that. So we're doing our best.
Grayston has the ball. Gives up the top of key. Val. 30 seconds left. Hands off to Kaya. Kaya will bring it back up top. Kaya will hand it off to Bowling.
Indian shooting, going for that last shot here with about 18 seconds left. Got just a 2-point lead.
Kira will get a screen by Val.
Grayston throws up a three. Good. 3-point basket. Grayston gives the Indians a 5-point lead.
Seifring pushes the ball up for St. Henry. Gives it to Marley Vaughn. She'll put up a shot at the buzzer. No good.
So that's our half.
Halftime, Indians leading 24-19. We'll take a break.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Cooper Farms halftime show. Girls varsity competition between the Skins and the Lady Indians. 24-19 scoring, Steve.
Weren't you guys keeping track? We don't have any stats. Come on. There's three of us. Somebody should be keeping stats.
I got the Indians scoring, so.
Okay.
Kaya has 7. Grayston has 3. Carly has 6. Patch has 2. And Bowman Camp has 6.
Pretty even scoring there for the Indians.
Yep.
Not as good as Reese. I don't have the scoring firsthand.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a pretty safe bet that there's probably, like,
Vaughn.
Vaughn has most of the points. One of the three. St. Henry has identical triplets that start for you Jay County people that isn't aware. They're identical triplets. They play for Jay County. They're 16 years old. And you and I know them very, very well, and I can't tell them apart. So it's nice. And, in fact, they should wear numbers all the time, because when I talk to them, it'd be nice to have their jersey numbers on. That way I could tell them apart. I'd say both teams came out with a fairly slow pace and missing a lot of easy shots. And then there towards the end, things kind of picked up a little bit and definitely playing a little bit better. But both teams, the shooting percentage, I think Reese is going to be fairly low right now.
Yeah.
A lot of easy shots missed on both ends.
I mean, a lot of turnovers too.
A lot of turnovers.
For both sides, so.
Yep. Well, we want to thank all of our fantastic sponsors, one of them being Miracle Lanes. If you're running late, can't decide what to make for supper, just give the guys a call at Miracle Lanes, 419-375-4274. Let them take the headache out of it for you. They'll do all the meals. They've got fantastic sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, their famous wings and pizza. You can reserve the lanes and have parties out there. Great time at Miracle Lanes and fantastic food. Again, give them a call, 419-375-4274.
And also, Reisner Energy Products, Seed Cooling Electrical, Industrial Park, in Coir, 419-678-4858. Train Comfort Specials, Generac Power Pro Dealer, ReisnerEnergyProducts.com. Thank you for all our sponsors. For sure, first quarter, Fall Mechanical, second quarter, Fort Camp Excavating, and then the third quarter will be Ford Recovery Insurance. And right now we're at the Cooper Farms halftime show.
Bridge, you haven't said much. What's your input? Jump in here, big guy.
The shooting has been bad for both teams, but I feel like when they do run their offense, they do get good shots. They just haven't been falling. Yeah, they either turn it over or it's been sloppy for both teams, and they both had a bunch of turnovers, but when they do run the offense, they get good shots. So.
Yep, they have. And then again, like I said, that picked up towards the end of the second period. They kind of, I think Fort Recovery settled in a little bit and started getting some good passes and some good looks at the basket. And then St. Henry got a little jittery there towards the end of the second period and threw the ball away a few times. So we definitely have a tight game here at 24-19 at half. And so we've got a whole half of basketball yet to come, and it's going to be a good one.
Take a quick break.
Yep.
So we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, want to thank all of our great listeners from WPGW tuning in here with our simulcast with Fort Recovery Radio for the St. Henry girls basketball game here with Fort Recovery Indians. Cold night out there, so glad you stayed home and tuned in, because it is really cold out. Got a lot of stuff going on Friday. St. Henry, boys here are hosting St. Henry and at St. Henry. PGW is going to be simulcasting that, and then on Saturday, our girls here at Fort Recovery is going to be hosting Van Wert. And then on that evening, Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, the boys are going to be hosting Lincoln View, and that is our Athletic Hall of Fame inductees. For that night is going to be Christy Reisner-Diller and Greg Colley between the games. So keep tuned in and stay up to date with all of our
sports activities.
Remember, all the JV games will be broadcast here on Fort Recovery Radio.
All the JV games will be carried by Fort Recovery Radio, and then the rest of these games, the varsity games, are going to be simulcast with WPGW in Portland, Indiana. So stay tuned in, and again, thanks for tuning in to FR Radio. I'm Steve Stone, Reese Rogers, and Chase Bruins. We'll take a quick break, and then we will be back with the start of the second half.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reisner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reisner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reisner Energy. 419-678-4850.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snow blowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here. Getting ready to start the second period, or the second half. It's the Fort Recovery Insurance
third quarter sponsor.
Indians leading 24-19. Getting ready again to start the third period.
hopefully the Indians got their starters back out there. They had Carly had a little bit of foul trouble. She had two in the first quarter, so they sent her down and had some interesting lineups out there, Brunzi, in that second period.
Yeah, they did. And I looked for the starters to get back in, and then Grace Tin hit a shot at the end of the first half. I looked to see her get her going a little bit, along with Kaya and Carly on the defensive end, turning that into offense.
Yeah, we got to get Grace in the game. She's our big outside threat shooting, and she had a fairly quiet game last game, and she's only got 3 points here in the first half, so we got to get some screens for her, get her open, get her shooting the ball. She's an excellent shot, and she always accounts for an awful lot of points. We need more out of her than just three.
Kyle inbound to Carly Stone. Carly at the top of the key, gets screened by Val. Brings it back up top. Finds Val. Low block. Loses it. Gets it back out and will be fouled by number 24. One of the Vaughn.
Marley Vaughn.
So Carly inbound it for the Indians. Get out the Grace 10 shoot. Yeah, there it goes. No good.
Addie Vaughn gets a rebound for St. Henry. She'll push it up the floor. She'll drive left, kick it out to, it wasn't tipped, so she'll turn it over to the Indians.
Yep, she saw her sister kind of cutting towards the basket and threw it in there and just threw it ahead of her just a bit too much, and she couldn't get to it, out of bounds. Turnover, Indians coming back with the ball.
Carly, top of key. Is over the Grace 10 back. Grace 10 will step
long
back.
Long two. Step back. Long
rebounded
two.
By Val.
Great rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Yep.
Back to Carly Stone. Backs it back out. Carly will drive left. Dish in to Kaya. That's another scary but good pass. Is back out to Carly.
Val puts it up.
No long. Good. Rebounded by Pat. Out the 10. 10 will fire up a three up and good.
Grace 10, nice job. That's not her normal spot down there deep in the corner, but she got it to go. Thank goodness. Great shot, Gracie 10.
Seifring picks her up, dribble half court, and throws it away to Grace 10. She'll go the other way.
Grace 10 will give up to Carly. Carly will back her girl in up and no good. Rebound by Patch. It's blocked. Val Mullenkamp comes up with it. Gives it to Kaya. Kaya will then drive. Dish out to Carly. Carly will back it out. Gets screened by Grace. Carly will get it over to Grace. Grace looking to gets in the patch.
In the patch.
Patch will
come on, Olivia.
Turn around.
Shoot it, Olivia.
Gets out to Kaya. Kaya then drive. Dish out to Val. Val and drive middle. Turn around. Up and block. Rebound.
Oh, retrieved by Kaya. One up and good. Kaya Wendell sneaks in there. Kaya Wendell sneaks in there, gets a rebound, puts it up and in. Man, great play by Kaya Wendell.
Yep. So we're going to take a break. Coach Patch called timeout. We'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse.
St. Henry has the ball out to Nora Vaughn. She tries to drive baseline, nothing there. Kicks
she
it
turns
out.
Turns ball over, no call.
Kicks it out to Nora Vaughn, over to Stammen. Stammen has it in the corner. Tries to lob it in. Keller gets it, puts it up, and good.
That girl's
I think
tough. She did, but that girl's tough if you can get her the ball.
Carly will bring it up for the Indians. Carly will drive right, dish out to Tana. Tana will drive middle, give it to Kaya. Kaya will then drive right, bring it back out to Carly. Carly backs it back out. Gives it to Grace 10. Grace 10 will fire up another three. Up and good.
Grace 10, second three of the half.
Addie Vaughn brings it up for St. Henry. Double team here by Fort Recovery. She splits the double team. Dishes it off to Keller. She puts it up. No good. Rebounded.
by Val. Good hustle by Val. Yep. Great hustle to come up and get her hands on that ball, but she fell out of bounds. Great hustle.
32-21 our score, 5:04 left in the third quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance.
Stomping off the inbounds, puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Kyle Wendell.
Kyle will give it over to Carly. Carly up to Grace. Grace is on fire right now. Grace will pull by 18-footer up. No good. Rebound by Val. Up and good. Good offensive rebound by Val.
Val Mollenkamp, only being a sophomore, she is going to be, I think she's going to be a beast about another
year.
She
has a lot of potential.
She sure does.
34-21 your score. Indians lead. Nora Vaughn gives it over to Stommen in the corner. She drives baseline. Puts a shot blocked by Olivia Patch.
Blocked by Olivia Patch.
And Patch will be fouled. St. Henry's struggling.
Yeah, the Indians came out hot, moving the ball, playing with a lot more confidence than they played that first half.
On the floor for the Indians right now, Val Mollenkamp, Carly Stone, Grace Tan, Olivia Patch, and Kyle Wendell.
4 minutes, 27 seconds left here in this Fort Recovery Insurance third period. Indians leading 34-21.
Carly up to Olivia. Finds back to Carly. Carly looking to Patch. Back to Carly. Carly gets screened by Patch. Pulled about 15-footer. Up and good. Two-point basket. Carly Stone.
That was a nice pull-up jumper by that Stone kid.
She for sure didn't get that from you.
Absolutely not. Great defense by Olivia. Knocks the ball away. Carly. No-look pass to Grace. Up and in. Hey, did you guys notice that no-look pass?
I say, okay. What'd you get that one from you?
I just want to make sure you saw it.
I say. Sandra has the ball. Addie Vaughn.
Six away by Grace.
Kaya.
Kaya. St. Henry's going to have to take a time.
Kyle Wendell makes it 40-21. Indians lead by 19.
Indians just caught fire.
Yes, they did. And St. Henry wants a timeout, so we'll take one with them.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4850.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Steve Stone, Reese Rogers, Chase Bruins, thanking all of the WPGW listeners for tuning in.
Indians are on a hot stretch.
Indians all of a sudden just got really hot.
Addie Vaughn has it and tipped away again. Corey Kevry comes up with a truck colleague.
Takes and a few more steps.
Yep.
Good hustle by the Indians. Yep. Grace knocks the ball away, but traveled by Kyle. Turnover, but heading back the other way. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left here. Indians leading 40-21. Just about stolen by Carly on the inbound pass.
Pick up her dribble. Throws it over to Marley Vaughn.
Sandra just took 13 steps and didn't get called for a travel.
Marley Vaughn shoots it from the corner.
Air ball.
Don't stay with you. Skins. 40-21 our score here in the third quarter.
And the Indians definitely have this young St. Henry team rattled right now.
Vaughn lobs it into Keller, but it's blocked by Patch. She gets her own rebound.
Second block this quarter.
Yeah, no
quarter.
Two blocks by Olivia. Great job.
Kier Wendell will bring up. Kier will give out the Grace. Tim fires up a three again there. Nope. Missed. Rebound by the Skins, and then we'll be fouled by Brooke Collig.
Brooke Collig. She's always hustling.
That'll be the Indians' first of the half. That'll be Brooke's second. Allie Vaughn checking in for...
There's too many Vaughns out there on the floor.
There is. There really is.
There's four Vaughns on the floor right now. Three for St. Henry and one for Fort Recovery. So if we get them confused, we get a little bit of lenience on that.
Sebring walks it up for St. Henry. She'll give it over to Nora Vaughn in the corner. Back to Sebring. She'll drive left hand all the way in. Blocked by Grace Tin.
Grace will be pressured by one of the Vaughns.
Give it up to Kira.
Kira will hand it off to Brooke Stolen. And will be fouled by Brooke Collig again. So that'll be her second team
third.
Second. Her third.
Third.
Yep, her third, team second. So
I got a mind like a steel trap.
Val Moen can't check in for Brooke Collig. Still good. Can't take the hustle away from her.
Yeah, though. I was just going to say quality minutes by Collig when she's in there.
As Seifring walks it up for St. Henry, skips it over to Deitch. She puts up a long three, no good.
Air ball. That's two air balls.
All right, in a row.
Kira will bring up four of the Indians.
And the student section let them know that.
Over to Carly. To the right corner, Grace Stint. Back to Kira. Kira will find Carly. Back to Val. Val then drive middle, pull up about 10-footer up and good.
She has got, when she drives and she gets ready to shoot, she keeps that ball up
so
high.
Yeah, she keeps it so high that no girls can,
Brunsy'd hold it down close to his waist and they'd always steal it from him, but keeps the ball up really high.
Deitch has it, throws it over to Yvonne in the corner, and that's going to be off of Fort Recovery.
Off of Vaughn, yeah. Off the Fort Recovery Vaughn.
It'll stay with St. Henry. Marley Vaughn will inbound it.
1 minute, 43 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third period.
Marley Vaughn will chuck a deep three off the back iron. No good. Rebound, 5-4.
Grace Tin.
Oh.
That jump ball. It'll stay with St. Henry.
42-21 our score here in the...
This third quarter is
Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter.
Played by a completely different team than the first period.
Yep.
Seifring drives in left hand, puts up a layup, and
that's it.
Good.
Good play there for Seifring. I can't believe she ran right by three of our girls and put that in.
That's happened a few times already. So Carly will bring it up, gives it over to Grace Tang. Grace will pull up from about 8. Up no good. Rebounded by. And it'll be a jump ball. It will stay with the Indians. Kaya Wendell checking in for Grace Tin.
Good hustle by Val for getting in that scrum and grabbing the ball, tying it up for a jump ball.
Kira Wendell will inbound it for the Indians. She gets it into Allie Vaughn. Up top to Carly.
1 minute back left set. Here in the third period.
Okay, screen by Kaya. Goes the opposite way over to Allie Vaughn. Back to Carly. Carly will then back it back out.
Great.
Great move. Off the hand. Good. Floater.
Behind the back dribble. Broke the girl's ankles. Dribbled in. Floater.
Left her in the dust.
Left her in the dust.
Sebring has it for St. Henry. She'll drive in again. Kicks it out to Marley Vaughn in the corner. Into
Walker.
She'll put up an air ball, and that'll be out of bounds, and it'll be Fort Recovery ball.
35 seconds left here in the third. We have some patches going on. The last shot gets into Kira. Kira makes that girl look a little
funny out there.
Yep,
she sure did.
Gives up to Kaya. Kaya gives it back. Kira handed off to Carly.
Indians
20 seconds left.
Going for the last shot, 20 seconds.
Carly will go behind the back, give it back out to Kira. Kira will bring it back up top over to Kaya. Back over to Carly.
Seven seconds.
We got you going.
Time to do something.
I think they're going to let Carly go one-on-one with this girl. Lob it up again. Two-point basket. Carly still at the buzzer. I mean, Steve's going nuts over here, Chase. I mean, that's two great moves by Carly Snow to get into the paint and throw up a floater. And that's going to end the quarter. We'll take a break here. And we're going to be back to start the fourth.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Yes, someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room.
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
We're back here. We're back here at Fort Recovery High School, starting the fourth period.
St. Henry
just threw the ball out of bounds. Be a turnover, St. Henry. Gracie Tinn's going to trigger it into Wendell.
Here, Wendell.
K&L Tractor Sale, fourth quarter here at Fort Recovery High School.
Here gets up the Grace. Starting the quarter for the Indians. Vaughn, Kier Wendell, Olivia Patch, Grace Tinn, Kyle Wendell, and Grace Tinn takes all the way to the hoop for an easy two-point layup.
Seifring will bring it the other way for St. Henry. Throws it over to Busher in the corner, back to Seifring. She has it on the top. Throws it over to Norvon. She'll dribble right. Goes in all the way and
could
no
not
good.
Get it to fall. Great move by, was that Marley?
That was Nora, I believe.
Nora Vaughn, great move, just couldn't get it to fall.
Kier Wendell has top of the key, gives over to Allie Vaughn. Allie will then go hand it off to Grace. Grace will fire up a three, no good. Rebounded by Grace. Grace will go in. Throw up a shot, no good. Rebound by Patch, up and good. Good rebounding by Olivia Patch for an easy two-point basket.
Good hustle by the Indians there. We got two offensive rebounds and just great, great job by the Indians.
Seifring kicks it out to Deitch in the corner. Back to Seifring. She'll put up the three. No good. It'll go over the backboard, and that'll send it the other way.
We're here at the K&L Tractors fourth quarter. We've got a lot of stuff going on here coming up Friday. St. Henry varsity boys at St. Henry. We're going to be simulcasting that, Fort Recovery and PGW, Friday evening.
Grace Tinn brings that for the Indians. Gives it to Kira. Kira then goes over and hands it to Allie Vaughn. Gives it over to Grace. Grace will then find Kira, come back, and throws up a shot. Up, no good. Rebound by Patch. Throws up, no good again. So rebounded. Nope. A foul. Allie Vaughn.
That guy is...
A complete jump ball.
That guy has had all the horrible calls tonight.
Check in for the Indians. Tyler Stone, Val Mullenkamp for Allie Vaughn and Kier Wendell. I mean, that was
clearly a jump ball.
I mean,
they both had their hands on the ball. I don't know how you call a foul on either one.
Seifring brings it up the court for St. Henry. She throws it over to Deitch. She'll look inside to Keller. She'll put it up and good. It's too easy.
They make it look easy, that play. I don't know why they don't do it more often.
Carlo bringing up four of the Indians. And has in trouble. Gives over to Val. Val finds Kaya. She'll drive baseline, lose it, and it'll be off St. Henry.
Yeah, it was off St. Henry still.
And it'll stay with the Indians. Brooke Kyle checking back in for Kai Wendell. Good minutes by Kai right there. Carlo inbounded. Carly up to Grace, over to Brooke. Brooke at the top of the key, gives it back to Grace. Tinn, over to the right side, Carly. Stone. Stone brings it back out, gives it to Grace. That's a push. Yep, there it was. Look at Seifring with a push. That'll be her second. 50-25 our scores. I don't know if Coach Patch would believe it if we told him 50-25 to start of the fourth. I don't think he'd be like,
no,
are you
I wouldn't
joking,
have believed
or?
It. Yeah, I wouldn't have believed it after the first two quarters. It was sloppy and slow.
Yep. Grace down over to Carly. Get a screen by Patch. Pro find Patch. And Patch will step out of bounds. A little body, but ref didn't call it. Go back to the Skins.
Who's 22? They snuck her in there. I didn't see.
Mullenkamp.
Mullenkamp, okay. That's for
sure. So now we have two Mullenkamps out there and three Vons.
Deitch has it on the left wing. Back to Mullenkamp at the top. Back to Deitch. Lobs it into Keller. It's stolen away by Olivia Patch, and she'll get fouled.
Good hustle by Olivia Patch. Yep. Good defense, good hustle.
Keller picks up a foul. Val Mullenkamp will inbound it for the Indians. Gives it to Carly. 5:04 left here in the fourth. 50-25 our score. St. Henry losing here to the Lady Indians. Carly gives up to Grace. Grace over to Brooke. Brooklyn drive. Dish out to Val. Val will lose it. Gets it back. Val gives it back to Carly. Carly will then dish over
great
the back.
Pass to
Olivia
Patch.
Back to Grace. Up for three. Up. No good. Rebounded. That should be theirs. It's going to be theirs. Yeah.
And that's terrible. That is terrible.
Oh, he's going to. Yep. It's going to stay with.
That's good. They got it right. Ball stays with Point Cover.
Carly still inbound it for the Indians. Over to Grace Kent. Over to the left side, Cog. Cog will back it out. I mean, she's getting killed.
Just got.
Deitch comes up with it, throws it all the way down court to Mullenkamp. She'll drive, put up the shot, and make the bucket and get fouled, so she'll go to the line shooting one.
That's one of those that Carly's just got to let her take the 2 points and
let her
say, here you go.
Either that or straight arm her and hit her up into the...
Yeah, either don't let her get the ball up.
Don't get the shot off or let her get it off. Pick one or the other.
So Mullenkamp at the line for St. Henry. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Brooke Collig of Fort Kevry.
50-27 our score. Grace Tim bring up. Grace will then drive. Dish over to Olivia Patch for a great pass up and no good. Rebounded by the Skins. Great pass or great look for Indians. Just can't capitalize.
Mullenkamp drives in the lane for St. Henry. Tipped away. Seifrin comes up with it at the top. She throws it over to Nora Vaughn on the left wing. Vaughn gives it over to Emil. Back to Vaughn. Inside to Keller. Back up to Emil. She puts up a 15-footer. And
after she walks, she put up the 15-footer.
That was a wild-looking shot, but it goes in.
Indians will take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Indians decided to take a break here, take a timeout with 3 minutes, 45 seconds left here in the fourth period. And the Indians are leading 50-29 against the St. Henry Redskins. The boys for the Fort Recovery Indians are going to be playing at St. Henry tomorrow evening. And WPGW is going to have that game, and we're going to simulcast that with them with Fort Recovery Radio. And then noon, the girls are playing home here against Van Wert. And again, WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio are going to both have those simulcasts. So stay tuned to WPGW and FR Radio.
Val Mullenkamp. Top of the key. Hand. Oh. Gives it up to Carly. Carly dribbling around. Gives it to Brooke. Brooklyn drive. Dish out to Grace. Grace will then drive. Dish out to Carly. Top of the key. Carly Stone.
I don't know if they're looking to take time off the clock or if they're just not getting the look that they want.
Carly then drive, dish over there. Olivia loses it. Grace then gives it to Val. Val will dish across court to Grace. Grace will get a screen by Carly. Grace will then drive and we'll get a body check by number 22,
Mullenkamp.
Emily Mullenkamp. So that'll be her second team's sixth. First team's fifth.
Harold have that wrong?
I don't know. They already had one on the board for her, so I just went for that. So Balmore came, gets the inbound up, no good. Rebound by Brooke Collin for an easy two-point basket.
Great hustle by the Indians. Brooke comes up with a big rebound and puts two in.
Norvon has it for St. Henry over to Mullenkamp at the top. Inside to Keller. She puts a 10-footer and good.
Keller's tough.
She's good.
Val Mullenkamp went inbound to Carly Stone. Carla will dish it over to Val. Olivia, not bad. Carly gets it back up and good.
It's fouled, has three girls hanging off of her arms. No call, but the bucket goes. So, and yes, I'm allowed being biased.
Mullenkamp brings it the other way for St. Henry. She throws it inside, but stolen by Grace Tim. She'll take it the other way.
Grace up, knock there. Carly's right there and gets, should have been a foul call, but Carly will get another
basket.
Makes her score 56-31.
Mullenkamp walks it up for St. Henry.
2 minutes to go here in the fourth period.
Throws it over to Stammen. She skips away across the court.
It's going to be a foul on number 34, Norvon. I thought he was going to call it on us. I was about to get...
He called that on us. I'm putting the headset down, going across the floor. We would have seen a Bobby Knight moment right there because I'd have thrown a chair across the floor.
Allie Vaughn and Kirwan will check in for Stone, Grace, and who else checked in?
Kiki checked in.
Allie
Vaughn.
Kai Wendell checked in for Patch. I don't know if I said Kai already. Kai is at the top of the key. Like, this is a lineup I don't understand.
Well, this is a lineup that's fine for the end of the game, but not in the middle of the second period.
Kai gives it back to Kira.
Good ball movement by the Indians.
Brooke will find Kaya backdoor, stolen.
Stolen by Stammen and St. Henry.
And then stolen back by Brooke.
It's incredible.
Great hustle.
Good hustle.
Val up and good.
About 8-footer.
Off a great hustle by Brooke Collin.
Oh, my gosh. Tremendous hustle by Brooke Mullenkamp.
Stammen pushes up the court to Emil in the corner. Brooke back Collin. To Stammen. Stammen gives it over to Deitch. Throws it over to Norvon in the corner. Nora spins, dribbles inside, and gets fouled by Allie Vaughn. Be on the floor, so St. Henry has it under their own basket. Busher of St. Henry will inbound the ball for St. Henry.
1 minute to go here. Indians leading.
Inbound goes to Stammen, back to Busher. She puts a shot off the backboard, no good.
Vaughn brings it up. Is over to Kira. 1 minute left. Gives it back to Kai. Over to Brooke. Brooke will dish it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will put up an 8-footer up. No good. Rebound by Val Mullenkamp. Up and no good again. Rebound by the Skins.
40 seconds left here in our ball game.
Marley Vaughn pushes it up court to Stammen. She puts up a right-hand layup. No good.
Rebound Val.
Val will give it up to Kira.
30 seconds left here in our ball game.
It looks like Coach Patch is just going
to
take...
Patch took a timeout to get his subs in. He wanted to get Brenna Holman and Hope Wendell in. So he took a timeout just to get his players in.
Yep, so on the floor now for the Indians, Kira Wendell. Brenna Holman, Allie Vaughn, Hope Wendell, and Macy Day. So all the youngsters are getting in. 30 seconds left, 58-31.
We have five freshmen on the floor. Or no, four freshmen and a sophomore.
So Brenna Holman will inbound it to Kira. 30 seconds left. Kira will drill it up. Finds Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will then drive, dish out to Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman will dish over to Allie Vaughn, back to Kira. Kira over to Day. Day back to Holman.
Six seconds.
To Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell fire up a shot and good. Hope Wendell
4-2 at the buzzer.
That's
going to be the ball game. 60-31 our score. Indians beat their Skins by 29.
Tale of two halves.
Yep.
We came out in the second half. I don't know what coach said to him at halftime, but it was a good talking to he gave to him.
So we'll hopefully get Patch up here, maybe.
I think Patch will be up here, yes, yep. after the game. We'll take a break, and then yep. hopefully we'll have Coach Patch up here.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians coming away with a 60-31 score with the St. Henry Redskins. We got a few scoring stats. Kai Wendell had 11. Grace Tan had 13. Carly Stone had 16. Brick Cog had 2. Olivia Patch had 4. Val Moen came at 12. Hope Wendell had 2. And that's it.
Nice. Yeah, the Indians played fantastic the second half, especially the third quarter. They came out, picked up the tempo, and just really worked their rear ends off. And wow, they made a huge difference there in that third period.
Coach Patch right here.
We've got Coach Patch, so waiting for him to get his headset on, and we'll get some information here from the boss.
Coach, great one.
Thank you. I mean, Coach, fantastic win.
It was a great win.
I'm just going to say this quick. I mean, if I would told you 60-31 winner of the Redskins, would you? You probably went, you're joking, aren't you?
I would have said you're crazy, Reese.
Especially after the first period, would you have said that if we told you what the final would have been?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, watching them play, and I told the team in there, that's probably one of the best I've seen us play this year, and actually, to be honest, probably in a while. I mean, you know, Steve, we talked the last time about our effort. I mean, how about that effort right there? I mean, we had kids selling out. You know, I don't know if, you know, some of the people know or not. We played a half JV game because, you know, Carly was sick, Val was sick, Brooke was sick, Grace was sick. You know, we had 4 kids out there playing that basically came to school almost one period today.
Right.
Just so they could play a game. And, you know, so you talk about toughness and guts and some grit, and then coming out and play as hard as they just did in that game. I mean, they showed us a lot there as coaches, and that's what we told them. We were very proud of that effort part of it. And then how we came out and just played basically this quarter 2, 3, and 4, because that's a good team. I mean, they beat Tri-Village, who will be state ranked. I mean, they got one or two losses, and they beat them by 15. You know, they beat a Walpock team that beat us by 25 or so. I mean, so they've had some really good wins. I think they're like 8 or 9 wins, something like that. But we came out and just completely kind of took them apart. And, you know, as I told the kids, very proud of their effort and how hard they played. You know, the execution stuff wasn't always pretty and it wasn't perfect, but you can overcome that when you play as hard as what we did. And that's what we told them in there is, hey, you're going to play with mistakes. And that's great. That's fine. Be aggressive with them and then play hard on defense and we can live with that stuff and good things will happen. And so hopefully we're buying into that. So.
Yeah, kind of a tale of two halves. I mean, the first half, both teams kind of feeling each other out. Obviously, it was tied up at half. What did you say at halftime? Because they came out in the third and they had a spark like I've never seen. So are you going to take credit for that?
No. you know, we just went in and basically told them that, you know, we weren't running an offense. And the thing we were kind of griping to them about, you know, was we were trying to go one-on-one with them. We weren't running a team offense. It was almost like, I'm going to try to show them up and see what I can do because, I mean, you know, because half that team's probably at your house half the time.
Right.
You know, that there's so much friendship and, you know, togetherness with those kids and our kids with the Vaughn triplets and stuff being living over here that, you know, our kids knew their kids so well. And it was almost like, I got to show you up type of thing. And as I told them that, you'll show them up when we go beat them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to get stuff because we knew we could break them down. We just knew that we were so much quicker than what they were, that if we would just run our stuff, we would get great looks and we would break them down. And so it was just kind of like in the second half, they just decided to buy into it. And to be honest, and I told the kids, that was the best I've ever seen Carly Stone play in the third quarter. She pretty much just dominated that game, in my opinion, as far as offensively being under control, defensive tempo. You know, we went a lot of trap and she kind of dictated that. And so, you know, that was the one thing we told her, as much as I get on you being a senior, I also want to tell you in front of your teammates, that's the best I've ever seen you play, because I thought she completely dominated that third quarter for
us.
Yeah,
the third period, and I might be just a little bit biased, but and you watch a lot more basketball than me, is there any two players quicker with hands on defense, well, offense and defense, but is there any two players that's got quicker hands than Carly and Kaya?
Oh, and that's what we told them. Well, you know, don't reach in. You're going to get yourself in foul trouble. It's not any fun sitting in on the bench and watching. Just move your feet. Your hands are so quick. You don't have to reach. You know, you can just have active hands, and you guys are going to make it so tough. And I don't know what they had, like maybe 3 or 4 turnovers in a row had on them.
And every one of them turned into points.
Right. And then on top of it, you know, if they didn't turn it over, they just turned because they saw Kaya and Carly on them, and it was like, get rid of this sucker. And then Grace was picking things off because she was reading passing lanes. And
they went into panic mode.
Right.
Our defense set them into panic mode.
And that was our whole game plan, was to try to do that, make them play fast, because we knew we could guard fast. We were hoping they couldn't play offensively fast. And then the other part of that that's hard to do, and people don't know this unless you play that way, it's hard to play slow and under control on offense when you're playing so hard on defense. And because of us being under control, we became really efficient on offense. And then when we, in the second, third quarter, when we got 22 points, obviously, like you said, a lot of us transitioned off of steals. But the other part was then if we didn't get a steal, now they're sitting back and they're thinking, oh my goodness, now we're down 15 to 18 points. And then how are we going to come back? So then they get aggressive. And then now we're turning corners on them, get to the hole. And, you know, it makes our offense flow so much better. So.
Yeah, really snowballed in that third period. I mean, we picked up the tempo, we got rolling, and they, I don't know, got scared, or we just got them out of sorts and made all the difference in the world. Again, just a fantastic win, Coach. I like I said, that second half, I don't think I've seen our girls play a much better than they did that second half.
I would agree. And as we told them, hey, you know, this is a great win. It's a lot to be happy about. But this is what good teams have to do, is we have to make sure we build on this and don't come in Saturday then and go through the motions again. We got to use this as a building block, and we got to keep using this, as I said, that springboard to jump us forward, continue playing. This has got to be our norm now. This has got to be how we have to play as a team, and this has got to be what we expect from each other. So
absolutely. Looking at your schedule going forward, you've got some tough games coming up.
So. Yeah, it's not going to get any easier, and that's the fun part, because he gets a chance to see how we are as a team and see us progress. And you know, I know, you know, for those that listen to, you know, FR radio, was, you know, Bub and Fee talked about on Wednesday, was You know, good teams put away teams, and I thought we put them away at the end. We didn't let them come back, and that's what we said in the one timeout in there was, this is where good teams say, look, we're going to step on them and we're going to bury them here. We're not letting them come back and have a chance of hope, and I thought we did a lot better job of that.
Yeah, so. Did a fantastic job. Thank you very much, Coach, for stopping up and seeing us. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Coverage of high school.